Students who attend the Kalfas Magnet School in the city of Niagara Falls were busy learning how to solve multiplication problems using Common Core mathematics. Commissioner King selected the school because there have been significant improvements in math and English. King talked to teachers and watched them engage with students in the classroom.
Vocabulary words, and it's in a game. Some of the students have the definition, and some of them have the word.
King wanted to see firsthand how teachers are presenting Common Core material, and he was impressed.
And what's clear here as you walk around is that there's a strong academic culture, that teachers have really spent time digging into the Common Core standards, thinking about how best to help their students achieve mastery of those standards, saw a great conversation about multiplication and conceptual understanding of mathematics.
Niagara Falls City School Superintendent Cynthia Bianco led the tour for King. This magnet school is undergoing a $12 million reconstruction.
He called and said he'd like to come here. It is a magnet school, so parents send their children here by choice. It's their decision. All of our children are uniformed.
King later visited the Stanley Mikowski Early Childhood Center in Buffalo because that school has improved math and English scores as well.
He visits at least 100 schools a year.
King was joined by State Regents member Bob Bennett. WBFO News asked Bennett about efforts to create new improvement plans for four of the city's failing schools. Bennett says a team sent by Commissioner King has been working with the city district.
His team, at his direction, is saying, we want to help you. We want to help you put together a plan. And if you need more time, we'll give it to you. But this is for real. We want to make sure that we don't want to close schools. That's not a good option.
State Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch accompanied King during his visit. Tisch talked with Niagara Falls students and teachers, but declined any media interviews. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.